Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good. You know, I once again, all the thunderstorms missed my house yesterday. I had pictures of people around me that had hail, that had wind. Nothing at my house. It clouded up and there was a few rumbles of thunder, but it all seemed to... It was like Moses was on the other side of the mountain from my house and parting the ways.
Well, second day in a row, I got clobbered down here in the lower Hudson Valley. Really bad storm, and that came in around 5 o'clock. You know, it's just where you are, but that's what summer's all about. I mean, now you may not be as lucky tonight or today. You may get them firing up today. There's just no way to know. Right now, there are thunderstorms in East Central Connecticut. And they're moving south, and they're moderate at this time of the morning. So places like Willimantic and on south will be seeing that rain this morning. And this whole thing just keeps going around and around and around. So showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for today. And we'll have temperatures for the most part, I would say maybe around 80 degrees. Tonight, still a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, low 80s. Partly cloudy, a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, upper 80s. And partly cloudy with a late day thunderstorm Friday, low 80s. Right now, for 4th of July, we're calling it, I think, mainly cloudy. And at least, from what I can tell right now, about a 30-40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. And that should hold true on Sunday. Doesn't mean everybody's going to get it, just like what happened with you yesterday. But we have to put it in the forecast.
All right. Now, the Bears were by my house again last night, but they crossed up the top part of the property, went to my next-door neighbor just north of me, and I don't chose one of the garbage cans and obviously had a nice dinner. And instead of heading back into town, obviously past my house, obviously the bear was hungry, I think it went up to Reg Lampson's house because they like to go up there and break his fences and stuff like that. So they didn't come right by my house. They were on the far side of my property. But the bear was back last night. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The bear was back. Yep. Now, I didn't know it because I was sleeping, but the bear was back. Hey, movie-wise.
Yeah.
After I watched your movie, I watched another movie, two movies actually. One was The King of Staten Island.
Oh, I heard about that.
It's interesting. I liked it. And the characters were interesting. The ending was somewhat predictable, but it was fun to watch. And then I watched the new movie that Jon Stewart produced about politics. I forget what the name of it is. But that's out, also streaming live, not only in the theaters. And I love everything Jon Stewart is involved in. And the movie was good, but I will only say good. It wasn't great. The movie, is called Irresistible. And it's got a great cast, and it's fun to watch. And it's got an unusual ending. But you know what the movie really does? In a pleasant way, it makes a statement about American politics today. About what a... any of those movies, I think you would enjoy seeing. The King of Staten Island is actually pretty... It's pretty good. And the characters in it really do develop. And there's a lot of ups and downs. And Irresistible also was fun. So I give you those two to watch as well.
Okay. I forgot. I watched a movie yesterday about rugby players. And that was kind of interesting, you know, in college. That was kind of interesting. You know, a lot of movies today are dealing with social and political issues. There's no doubt about that. And talking about those issues, I heard this morning, and I don't know who it was. Maybe you know, but I heard that this virus is resurging not only in the United States, but globally.
Well, you know, in the United States, I love what Mario Cuomo, I'm not a huge Mario Cuomo fan. I don't dislike him. I'm not a huge fan of his, though, but
because he's not progressive enough for me. But he made a very good comment the other day. There's no resurging in the United States. This is the first wave. This is the first wave in the United States. You know, there's some people saying, oh, it's resurging in California, it's resurging. No, no, this is still the first wave. We're having hot spots. Did you hear about that one hot spot that happened in Chappaqua, New York?
Did not.
A kid comes back from Florida, goes to a doesn't quarantine like he was supposed to do, goes to the graduation ceremony, which was held at the Chappaqua train station for Horace Greeley High School. 18 members there come down with COVID-19. After that happens, those 18, and there's like 40 people now that are under quarantine, and the kid did not start showing signs of COVID-19 until after the graduation party. So there's one person who accounted for at least 40 people being infected, if not more. But that's how hot spots happen.
Yeah. But did he wear his mask? No, obviously not.
Obviously not. But he still should have, when he came back from Florida, he should have been sitting in his house for 14 days.
Because he came back from Florida.
That's it.
See, this is going to be a problem, and whoever this gentleman was, he was not from the United States. He had an accent. He said that the quote resurging globally is a sign of the worst is yet to come.
Well, you can take a look. If you take a look at Connecticut's curve, it's down to virtually nothing. New York, the curve is down to not virtually nothing, but it's down to where it's going to nothing. New Jersey is the same way. It's not nothing, but it's going there. You look at the curve in Florida, Texas, Arizona, California, Wisconsin, and Michigan, the curve is going sky. You look at a total curve for the United States, and it's as high as it's ever been. We've never, as a country, we've never lowered that curve. And you know what? It's such a simple thing to do. I know. Hey, I hate putting that mask on when I have to go into a store. It's not a pleasurable thing to have to breathe through that mask. It really isn't. But you know what? It's a lot more pleasurable than me giving something to somebody or somebody giving me a disease.
Right.
And social distancing. Geez, there's two simple things that you can do. And we're managing to screw it up as a country.
Yeah, that's why they're contemplating. Europe is contemplating banning anyone from the United States from visiting.
I might ban anybody from the United States from visiting.
I know. It's terrible. It really is terrible.
Okay.
And you see a lot of clips on the news showing people without masks.
All right, now Jill notifies me there's currently 14 positive tests from that kid in Chappaqua, but I know there's at least 25 other people that are quarantined just in case. So, but still, you know, come on, can't we follow?
Really?
Can't we just follow two simple rules? I mean, come on.
Yeah, Jesus. I totally agree. This is not just about you. This is about everybody, and you know, and everybody could become everybody, and we mean everybody. Yeah. So it's scary. It is very scary. And what I'm doing about, you know, going to Maine at the end of next week is still up for grabs. My doctor is calling us, calling me tomorrow for a televisit. And I'm pretty sure he's going to authorize me to get the COVID test because I have no symptoms, etc. And they don't do that. I called everybody, Board of Health, you name it. They don't do it unless you were in contact with somebody who has it. Or, of course, you have it. So he'll probably, you know, allow that. But now the next question is, I noticed in the map of Maine that cases are on the rise.
Yeah, that's right. So you can't win. You can't win. You can't lose. All right. Hey, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, you could do that.
We're out of time.
Yes, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robin Hood Radio.